God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, and even you. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning to the Midweek Power Nugget. We're 15 minutes of your day. If you allow the voice of the Lord to speak to you, if you allow your heart to receive, it will transform your life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be able to study His Word together. We don't take it for granted, nor do we take it lightly that God has allowed us another day, another moment to be able to hear of His Word, to be able to learn of His Word, to be able to live by His Word. If you take just these 15 minutes and let the Word permeate your very being, I declare God will speak to you in ways that He may have never spoken to you before. Let's pray. God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for new mercies. We thank you for our eyes opening this morning. We thank you for our heart beating. We thank you for having the ability of our limbs, for having the cognitive skills to be able to think. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for still this morning being God like you were yesterday. We thank you this morning for being God like you were an hour ago. We thank you for being God like you were when we first believed. We thank you for being the same God that created the universe, the same God that spoke into nothing and something appeared, the same God that transcends through generations, through centuries, through decades, and that meets us on this morning. God, thank you. Thank you for being the same God that our mama and our grandmama and our uncles and all of those ancestors that went before us testified about. Thank you. Thank you for being the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you. Thank you. We honor you, God. Now, God, just because we believe in you differently, just because you used a different modality to reach us, just because there was a different method of teaching or preaching that allowed your word to speak to us, does not mean that you are a different God. The word declares that you are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Bible also declares that from age to age, thou art God. So that just reminds us that in spite of how we heard about you, in spite of how it is that we have learned about you, in spite of how it is you've shown up to us in our lives, you are still the same God. You are still the same God that looked down and knew we would be in need of a Savior. And so you sent your Son Jesus to die for us. You are the same God. It is the same love that met Saul on the Damascus Road and caused him to say yes and transform into Paul, the same love that went to a cross and died for those believers and the believers today. You are the same God. We are grateful today. We're grateful today to just know you. We are grateful to have you in our lives. We are grateful to be in relationship with you. And now this morning, God, we are grateful for your word. Your word that speaks to us, your word that teaches us, your word that changes us, your word that transforms us, the word that causes us to grow up in our spiritual walk. God, we need that word to speak to us on today. Meet us where we are. And God, we know that your word will do just that very thing. So God, I pray that even in our sleepiness, God, that we will wake up to hear you, that even in our tiredness, even for some of us in our disappointment in various situations of our life, God, help us to still say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And God, we thank you. Thank you for those that have gathered on this morning. God, I thank you for them taking of their time, taking of their hearts, taking of their spirits, God, to meet you on this morning. God, I know you will not cause them to be disappointed because you said in your word that your word shall perform that it set out to accomplish. And so, God, we stand in expectation of your word speaking to us. God, we love you today. We adore you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we just bless the Lord for each and every one of you who have taken of your preparation time, taken of your sleep time, taken of your family time, your prepping time of your kids, taken of your driving time. You could be in your car and you normally sit in silence, or you sit listening to something else on the radio. And the Lord prompted you to meet us on this morning. For that we say, thank you, Jesus. On this morning, our travels will take us to a familiar passage of scripture. We're going to Luke the 22nd chapter. Luke the 22nd chapter, we're going to start at the 14th verse. On this month, as we are dealing with sacrifice, we are going to talk about the sacrificial love of Jesus this month, the sacrificial love of Jesus as we are coming towards the end of this Lenten season. We are going to walk the journey of Jesus and talk about sacrificial love. And we're going to start our travels in Luke 22. We're going to start at verse 14. Verse 14, and we're going to read this from the New International Version. The New International Version. Yours might read a little differently. Luke 22, starting at verse 14. It reads as follows. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They begin to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. And while I know that we're familiar with this passage, which aligns with the Lord's Supper, I do want to read just these two lines of the words of Jesus. First one said, this is my body given for you. The second one says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. So let's talk about the sacrificial love that Jesus showed at the Last Supper. At this Last Supper, Jesus shared this final meal with his disciples, establishing the sacrament of communion. Remember, he kept saying, do this in remembrance of me. You all, this moment in time is profound because it starts off, the scripture starts off by Jesus saying, I've eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. He knew what he was up against. He knew what was about to occur. He knew that his very mission, the reason why he became flesh and dwelt among us, was at hand. But even as he was pondering the suffering that he would incur, he still said, I have been looking forward to eating this supper, this last meal with you before I enter my time of suffering. In other words, you have no idea how much I've looked forward to eating this meal with you. Knowing that he was about to suffer for man, knowing that his body would literally be broken for mankind, that his blood would be shed for mankind, yet the sacrificial love of Jesus displayed here for those surrounding him, saying that I've been looking forward. I know that I'm about to suffer, but I've been looking forward to sitting and eating and sharing this supper, this meal with you. And the next time that we eat it together is when we're all going to be in the kingdom. In other words, my suffering will have come to an end. The mission will have been accomplished. And the next time we eat together will be the byproduct, will be the outcome of the end of that mission, because we all will eat together in the kingdom. You all, this is a call for us to remember and to even join with him in his suffering when we acknowledge the cost of our freedom from sin and our freedom from our destiny to hell before eternal life became available through salvation. You all, when he said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, he's actually reflecting the sacrificial system of the Old Testament, where every time there was sin, there had to be the shedding of blood. But every time there was sin, there had to be the shedding of blood. When the perfect lamb, thank you, Jesus, when the perfect lamb was slain, there was no longer a need for us to shed blood to cover sins on this side, because it was covered through the sacrifice of Jesus. He actually instituted a new relationship between God and humanity, one that wasn't based on the law, but it was based on grace and based on forgiveness. And Jesus' sacrifice was that ultimate demonstration of sacrificial love, laying down his life for the salvation of the world. You all, I pray that this Lenten season, as we're going through and as we consider the sacrifice of Jesus, that we actually start to consider our own participation in the body of Christ. Because our participation is not a passive one, people. It's not one where we just come and we just keep gleaning the benefits. But it's a call for us to unify. It's a call for us to serve. It's a call for us to have that sacrificial love for each other, the one that actually emulates and embodies Jesus' command to love one another as he has loved us. Y'all, this isn't a passive call. This isn't passive participation. It's active participation. In essence, we are called in our daily walk to break our bread, to share our cup, and to live out this sacrificial love that Jesus put on display for us. Are you doing it? Have you been doing it? He's calling us to sacrifice. Are you willing? And quit thinking that sacrifice is just your money. Quit thinking that sacrifice is a loss to you. Sacrifice is actually a privilege. It really is. It's a privilege. Again, if you think about Jesus saying, you have no idea how much I've been looking forward to having this meal with you before I go into my time of suffering. He knew what he was up against. He knew what he needed to do. But he still kept everyone else in mind. Are you doing it? Are you taking your sacrifice as a loss? Or are you looking at it as a blessing? He's showing us his sacrificial love through the Last Supper. My prayer is that we will all live out this type of love. Let's pray. Father, we just adore you and we love you on today. God, we thank you for reminding us through this passage, through the remembrance of the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, as you instituted the sacrifice of communion, the sacrament of communion. God, that you're calling us. You're calling us to break our bread and to share our cup. You're calling us to sacrifice. God, I pray that we will not think that it is just your responsibility, but God, that we would live out our responsibility as we participate in your body. Be with us as we go about our day today, and let us never forget the sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day. In Jesus' name.